President Donald Trump announced on Tuesday that he will stop bombing the Houthis in Yemen, saying that the Iran-aligned group had agreed to stop interrupting important shipping lanes in the Middle East. After Trump made the announcement, Oman said it had mediated a ceasefire deal between the Houthis and the U.S., marking a major shift in the Iran-aligned group's policy since the start of Israel's war in Gaza in October 2023. Under the agreement, neither the U.S. nor the Houthis would target the other, including U.S. vessels in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandab Strait, Oman said in a statement. The statement from Oman did not mention whether the Houthis had agreed to stop attacks on Israel. They said, "Please don't bomb us anymore, and we're not going to attack your ships," Trump said of the Houthis during an Oval Office meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, "and I will accept their word, and we are going to stop the bombing of the Houthis effective immediately." The U.S. intensified strikes on Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis this year to stop attacks on Red Sea shipping. Rights activists have raised concerns over civilian casualties. Houthi officials did not immediately respond to Reuters' requests for comment. The Houthis have been firing at Israel and at shipping in the Red Sea since Israel began its military offensive against Hamas in Gaza after the Palestinian militant group's deadly attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Trump said Washington will take the Houthis' word that they would not be blowing up ships any longer. The U.S. military has said it has struck more than 1,000 targets since its current operation in Yemen, known as Operation Rough Rider, started on March 15. The strikes, the U.S. military said, have killed hundreds of Houthi fighters and numerous Houthi leaders. Tensions have been high since the Gaza war began, but have risen further since a Houthi missile landed near Israel's Ben-Gurion airport on Sunday, prompting Israeli airstrikes on Yemen's Hodeidah port on Monday. The Israeli military carried out an airstrike on Yemen's main airport in Sana'a on Tuesday, its second attack in 2 days on Iran-aligned Houthi rebels after a surge in tensions between the group and Israel. Under former President Joe Biden's administration, the U.S. and Britain retaliated with airstrikes against Houthi targets in an effort to keep open the crucial Red Sea trading route, the path for about 15% of global shipping traffic. Trump did not say whether Britain had agreed also to the ceasefire. After Trump became U.S. president in January, he decided to significantly intensify airstrikes against the Houthis. The campaign came after the Houthis said they would resume attacks on Israeli ships passing through the Red Sea and Arabian Sea, the Bab al-Mandab Strait, and the Gulf of Aden. On April 28, a suspected U.S. airstrike hit a migrant center in Yemen, and Houthi TV says 68 people were killed in one of the deadliest attacks in 6 months.